I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville, where Tea Party groups are celebrating a new anti-union mood. At a gathering of conservative activists, former school teacher Frances Arthur says she was part of a union.
I really think that at one time in our nation's history, there was a use for unions. But today, I just don't believe that anymore. I think that they have overstayed their welcome.
Instead of limiting their role, Tennessee's debate is more fundamental. State Senator Jack Johnson has legislation that strips all bargaining power from teachers' unions. His motivation is more about reforming education than saving money.
I ask our teachers, is repeal of collective bargaining too high a price to pay for the betterment of our teachers and our kids? I say there is no price too high.
Johnson's bill passed out of committee along party lines. Unlike in Wisconsin and Ohio, it's the enlarged GOP majority in the legislature leading this push, not Tennessee's new Republican governor. Collecting tickets at a basketball game, high school teacher Terry Strickland says he understands that teachers' unions have an image problem, but still he's optimistic.
I feel like things will work themselves out. I'm a strong believer in the union. I just hope the unions and things don't get thrown out.
Strikes and protests aren't yet part of Tennessee's collective bargaining battle, but the legislation has been a wake-up call, and not just for teachers. Robert Weaver heads the Fraternal Order of Police in Nashville.
We have wanted bargaining rights akin to what teachers have, and we have felt that those rights were valuable for all public employees.
Public sector unions will hold a press conference today to show solidarity. Away from the state capitol, Mary McClanahan is unloading the last of her daughter's Thin Mints and Tagalongs. She sees a role for unions in voicing grievances and negotiating pay.
But I also think that teacher unions have allowed us to have teachers who no longer put forth their best efforts.
McClanahan says she can see both sides of this issue, but Tennessee lawmakers are being forced to choose one. And with a solid Republican majority, those wanting to reduce the power of teachers' unions have the upper hand. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.